Hey, you're listening to China232.com. Hey guys, we're back, and I'm Andrew, and I've got Ad here with me. Hello, Ad.
Yeah, I'm still here today.
Good, and we got another lesson. This time, a little different. We're going to do a dialogue between us. It's about a casual phone conversation. So this is between two close friends, two people that know each other well, not formal, not with your boss, but just kind of how normal people sound when they talk on the phone.
Right, just calling your friends up saying, what's up?
Yeah, calling up. Let's see how they do it. So remember, when you start the phone call, you don't know who it is, so we're assuming that, okay? And then you figure it out later. So here we go.
Hello.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I'm in the office right now, but I've got a few minutes to kill before my boss gets back.
Cool. What are you up to this weekend?
Not sure yet. I've got no plans as of now, but I'm definitely up for something.
How about a round of golf Saturday afternoon, then we'll hit the town later?
Sounds perfect. Oh no, that's right. I think I have some kind of boring work function I have to go to.
Oh, that sucks. Is there any way you can get out of it?
I'll try to think of something.
You better. It's going to be a great afternoon.
I'll see what I can do. I'll keep you posted.
All right, just make sure you get back to me by Thursday.
Will do.
Okay, later.
Later.
All right, so good conversation. Pretty typical, actually. We slowed it down a little bit, but these words are absolutely the kind of words that we'd say to each other on the phone.
Right, just a very relaxed, casual conversation with one of your buddies, your friends.
Okay. So notice we didn't say... Ad said hello at the beginning, but I didn't say hello back, right? Because this is casual. This is friends. I know who this is. So right. I said, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Right. You know this isn't some kind of meeting with your boss or something.
Right. Never say what's up to someone, you know, that's important or you have to be serious too.
Or no, it's in a formal situation. Right. You don't say it.
Yeah. So what's up? Just, you know, friendly stuff.
Right. It's a friendly greeting. Exactly. That you say. Hey, how's it going? Hey, what's up, right?
Like, if I said hello to a friend, that would be actually weird.
It
like,
would
hello,
be.
How are you? That would be really weird. We'd never do that.
Right, you say hello, hey. But, I mean, you say it, and then you say something different after. A more casual greeting.
Yeah. And oh, yeah, by the way, the way to answer the question, what's up, usually we say not much, okay? Even if you're doing something. So, what's up actually means what are you doing right now? What's going on?
Right, what's happening?
Right, but usually we just say, not much. You know, it's kind of a cool way to answer it. And that's just what we almost always say is not much, but just, you know, mention what you're doing.
Right, or it's like, how are you doing? Not bad. It's right. Either not much or not bad, usually.
Right, exactly. Okay. Then we say, he's got a few minutes to kill before the boss comes back.
Right. Well, surely you're not killing time, actually.
Oh, Ad. All right.
I don't think time dies in this situation.
Yeah. So, you know, you're talking about a situation where you've got nothing you need to do for a while and you're not in a position where you can have any fun. So maybe you're waiting for an airplane at the airport or just something where you don't know what to do and you've got to kill time. You want the time to pass.
Right. You're waiting for something to happen. You're killing the time. You're waiting for the time to go by so you have something to do.
Which is interesting here because the guy said he was at work.
Well, maybe he has one of those jobs that he has to wait for something to happen. Maybe he's waiting for someone else to finish something so he can do it afterwards.
Or he's just a bad worker.
Could be that. Probably that, I would say.
Yeah. I can understand that. Then we say, what are you up to?
Right, this just means, again, what are you doing, right?
Mm-hmm. So it's a casual expression. It can be used,
how's
you know,
it going?
Past right. Present, future, blah, blah, blah. Like he says, or you can say, what were you up to last night?
Mm-hmm.
What are you up to now? And we don't even say will be. We also say, what are you up to next weekend?
Or where are you're going to be up
next Yeah, what are you going to be doing?
Yeah.
Right.
Right. And then the person says, I'm definitely up for something.
Yeah, so here we're talking about you definitely want to do something. You don't want to sit around the house and do nothing.
Right, when you say up for something, that means you're willing to, you want to do something.
Yeah, you want to do something.
Up for it, right.
And you don't know what it is, but you want to do something. Maybe go to a restaurant, go to
the movies, whatever, right? So you say, do you want to go to the movies? Yeah, I'd totally be up for going to the movies.
I'm up, or if you're up for anything, that's another one. I'm up for anything. I'm willing to do anything.
Right. Sounds like a pretty fun guy. I would like to go out with this person.
Yeah, fun. Yeah.
Good.
Let's hit the town later.
Right. Again, I think we talked about it on the vacation one. Let's hit the beach. Similar idea.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Let's go to the beach, right? Let's go to the town. But I mean, the town, that means like downtown where the party is, what's happening, nightlife we're talking about.
Yeah.
Here,
and we say this, we're talking about in the city, even though we say town. We're saying, let's hit the town. That means, you know, you go out in the city, downtown, go to a few bars, few restaurants. Something like that. You're gonna do anything.
Right.
A fun night.
You can say this in any major city as well.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
right.
Exactly. It's not the town.
Right.
It's actually usually used in cities.
Right. Usually you don't hit a small town.
No. There's not much to do.
There's nothing to hit.
Right.
Okay. The next thing, I have some kind of boring work function.
All right. This one's kind of interesting. Here it says I have some kind of. Now the reason he's saying some kind of in this way is to say he's letting me know that this thing sucks, right?
It's not something that he wants to do.
He doesn't want to do the work function at all.
Right. So he doesn't even want to specify what it is.
Yeah. He's not even saying I have to go to a work dinner. He just says it's some kind of boring thing, basically. I don't even know what it is.
Right. Basically, it's a piece of garbage. I don't want to do
it's
it.
Awful.
Yes.
So he's got some kind of thing to do. He doesn't even care. So
like some kind of work event, some kind of work function. Exactly.
Yeah. And then I say, is there any way you can get out of it? Right. That's a common way to ask, you know, can you cancel your plans? Can you lie?
Well, can you do something? Can you make an excuse?
Yeah. Can you not go to your some kind of boring work function and come out with me? Because it's going to be way better.
Right. Can you do something that you'd rather do is the question.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. Many people have a tendency to get all these plans for the weekend, yet they don't even want to do them. I find that interesting.
Yeah. And I know people like that.
Yeah.
And they're some of my best friends, actually. Shame on you.
Sure. So I think it's good to tell people that you're not sure what you're going to be up to, and we'll see how it goes. Give me a shout. Give me a call. But, you know, I don't want to – you can pencil me in, but I wouldn't count on it.
Those are a lot of good phrases that you just used there. We'll save some of those.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, let's get back to what we're talking about here. The next one is I'll keep you posted.
A good one. This is a good one. I will let you know. I will keep you informed.
Right. This is also a good one. If someone, you know, if you don't want to tell someone what you're doing this weekend, you tell them I'll keep you posted. And that's not, you're not giving them too much information, right?
Yeah. It's kind of an excuse too.
Yeah.
Not always. Here it is not an excuse.
I know. Like I love saying if someone calls me, I'm not sure what I'm doing yet. Oh, I'll keep you posted for sure.
And then don't
call.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm actually going to call this person. They know this too. But I will keep them posted in theory anyways.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Get back to me. I said, you know, make sure you get back to me by Thursday.
Right. So what do we mean here, Andy?
We mean I will tell you the answer by Thursday. I'll let you know by that time.
Right. I'll get the information that you need by Thursday.
Good. And then at the end, he says, will do. He's like, that just kind of means, all right, cool, fine, no problem. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. I'll do it. Right.
Yeah. And this is a very important note, this last point. At the end, two friends often say later. Mm-hmm. That's what we say, later.
Not just I'll see you later.
No, just later.
See you around next time. It's been nice. That's a little bit formal.
Right. We don't say, you could say bye.
Mm-hmm.
Never, ever, ever say bye-bye unless you are an 8-year-old girl.
Right. If you're interested in sounding like a child, it's a good way to do it.
Yeah. If you sound like a little baby, you can say bye bye.
Bye bye.
But say if you're with your friends, say later. You can say bye to anyone, even your boss.
Or even talk to you later. It's not that bad. But it's a short form. It's very informal. It's a good way to say it. Most of my friends say this. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to put too much effort in saying a big long goodbye.
Right. Okay. Bye. Or all right. See ya. Yeah. Later, these kind of things.
See you later, right?
All right, so we'll see you later.
And I hope so.
And please, I'm so happy for anyone who has commented. We're just so thrilled with it, and we want to thank Yvonne for having the most comments.
Ooh, that's
so far.
True. She's been really heating up, as we say, yeah, in the comment department.
She's been heating up. We're hoping for a good one on this lesson.
Great.
We'll see you soon. Go to the website, www.china232.com.
And also, don't forget to tell your friends. I think some of you have been forgetting.
Yeah.
You know, procrastinating this idea here. So don't do that. And, you know, we'll keep you posted on what we're going
to
be doing.
Good one. And I have another thing to say. I'm a little disappointed.
Oh.
Nobody has commented on our new picture on the homepage yet.
Oh, that's true.
And I'd love to hear a comment. I'd love to hear something good.
Yeah.
Actually, if you have something bad to say, keep it to yourself.
Right.
If you have something good, I want to hear it.
Right. Just because we like positive comments here at China232.com.
We love the positivity. Hope you like it. Get
okay,
on there.
Okay, Andrew.
All right. We'll talk to you later, guys.
Okay. See ya.
Later.